podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, this is DJ KQ. Are you questioning your friends? Don't worry, you aren't crazy. I'm here to tell you the cold truth here and now at Unfriend. Welcome back to my podcast. Hi guys, this is DJ KQ. Now, we've had a couple turbulences in my last podcast, but now that I have it all together, we're going to go ahead and start talking about the real deets here. Now, I was super nervous about talking about things in my last podcast, but I realized from radio that once I finally get tuned in with myself, I'm putting a little pun there, but when I finally tune in with myself, I can be my authentic self on here. Now, before I start talking about everything about my life, I'm going to say always make sure to communicate with the person that you might be having a little bit of issues with. Always tell them how you feel. Be blunt. Be direct. And remember our four things that we talked about in our last podcast, which was 1, how did we get here? 2, red flags. 3, should I talk about it? And 4, what did we get out of this? And what was our takeaway? All right, welcome to podcast 2. And if you're not sure what this name is called, it is called The Doppelganger. And if you're not sure what The Doppelganger is and what it means, I'm here to tell you. Now, we mostly use this term doppelganger to refer to 2 people who bear an uncanny physical resemblance. But in this podcast, we're going to talk about one-uppers. And I actually talked about in my previous podcast how we were going to talk about this podcast. So I'm really excited. Now, I'm sure that we've all seen episodes like Austin and Ally and like Disney shows where they always have this one person who's constantly trying to be the celebrity. Yeah, these people exist in real life and this happens more than it should. But basically, doppelganger in my terms is somebody that is constantly trying to one-up you in your game. Some people don't realize this until they slowly start to come into realization with themselves that their mannerism, their style, the way they walk, the way they talk is being copied by that person. When I was in high school, I was actually team captain in my color guard. Fun story. I'm not saying that any of my teammates were doppelgangers, but I remember so vividly how all of my teammates were always trying to one-up me and try to prove to me that they were a better captain than me. And I quote, "If I'm captain, obviously there is a sole purpose that I'm captain. I'm not no disrespect in any way, but are you trying to one-up the captain? Let's not do that, honey." Of course, you know, I have to communicate to them that it's not okay to say things like, "Oh, like, I can be a better captain than Kayla," or try to outdo me during performances. Let's not do that. You should always be yourself no matter what. Stop trying to be anybody else, because you know what that is? That's envious and that is jealousy, and we don't spread jealousy here. We don't do that, at least in my show. Now, of course, my first solution of this is obviously coming to them, telling them, "Hey, I've noticed that you've been kind of copying me lately, and not in the sense of you trying to be like me, but you're trying to one-up me, and you're trying to do better than me, just not in that way, in a different way," in a different way, of course. But tell them, "That's really rude, and I don't like that you're doing that, so stop." Okay. Second solution, of course, is let them be. Let them try to one-up you. You don't have to prove anything to them. But God, wouldn't it feel great to just be yourself in front of them? They are gonna feel like they have no competition with you, right? So let's say in this scenario check, you're like, "Oh yeah, I got a 93 on the test." And they're like, "Oh really? Well, I got a 96. How do you feel about that?" You're gonna be like, "Good for you. You know, we both got over 90, so whatever." In their head, they're gonna be like, "Oh yeah, I know I got them. I know I'm in their head. I know that they're thinking about how I did better than them." And you're just chilling, literally. You know you're gonna get a toll on them when they constantly do that. And then that's when you're like, "You know what, girl, boy, I don't care what you do. You don't always have to prove to me that you have better grades, that you can sing better, that you can do whatever better than me. I am very secure within myself. So you constantly reminding me that you maybe have 3 points up than me, or you're 2 steps in front of me, that does absolutely nothing for me. You are not benefiting me at all by telling me this. So what the heck does that have to do with me?" These friends, you know, they're not your quote unquote friends. especially if you're an athlete, or if you're a dancer, anything that requires any type of physical moving or mentally, a lot of mental game and a lot of physical game, you are constantly being in competition with that person. You guys are on the same team and you're competing against each other. How does that even work? Let's not do that. Now, that was step one on how you got there. Usually in these scenarios, like I said, you're usually playing a mental and physical game at the same time where you feel like you guys are racing each other constantly. And two, this person is probably just really miserable, and so they need somebody to play a game with, which is not okay. Okay, you are mentally abusing that person. Let's not do that. Now, I understand that some people want to feel superior, and that's why they're very loud about their successes, but a one-upper just wants an upper hand at everything. Now, here are some characteristics and some red flags that belong to that one-upper personality. They enjoy making other people feel like their achievements are less. They will always keep themselves higher than you. They hate to feel like they are less than anyone else. They will attempt to top anything you say. They will make you feel like they see, done, and seen everything you have. And one-uppers are big time braggers, so they will brag about anything at all, literally anything, and they can't hurt their egos by swallowing their pride. Those are a couple red flags I'd picked up on, and to be honest, for step three, should you talk about it? Definitely don't talk about it to the person directly. I wouldn't really advise that, but go to like an advisor or maybe a teacher or a friend and just avoid that person as much as possible. Try not to share any spectacular, interesting things that you've done throughout your weekend. Don't tell them anything on a personal level. Don't get below the belt. So keep it as bland and mono as possible. Now, you can be like, oh yeah, I went fishing, or yeah, I went to the beach or whatever. But that's about it. Keep it as minimal as possible. Don't overshare. Now, according to psychology, they have low self-esteem. That's why they feel like they have to constantly remind others how good and happy, etc. they are. And one-uppers do it to calm down the fire of jealousy they bring inside of them. And they fear being insignificant. Therefore, they will pull these tricks to sound significant. They will do anything to make them sound like they are way better than you, and they are doing better things than you. And behind the upping others can be that they have a slight bit of quality of a sadist, and they enjoy when others feel like they are smaller than other people. It's kind of, I know it's a little bit, you know, explicit, but I mean, that's what the deal is. They like seeing other people smaller than them, and they like being identified as somebody that is top tier, somebody that is on the pedestal, which is not weird. You know, I don't judge, but I mean, keep it on a low level. Always be humble. Always remember where you came from. Now, I know some people didn't struggle. I know some people didn't have to worry about being better than everybody else, which is why they're so secure in their own self. But these people, once they have a successful lifetime, like in their lifetime, they've had something very successful, they will run with that, and they will constantly humble other people and not ever humble themselves. That's the truth of it all. So in conclusion, for step number three, understand their motive, expect their response, do not compete further, stay away from them, and set your boundaries. All right. Setting boundaries is anyway a good thing. Set some limits and boundaries between you and that one upper and let them know. You don't enter theirs and they don't enter yours. So the takeaway in this, I feel like, is that don't let people like one-upping, if you're a one-upper, don't ruin other people's vibe because you feel like you have something more exciting to say. Because I promise you, you don't. If somebody is trying to share something they're passionate about and excited to share, and you are trying to tell them something more exciting to share, I promise you, they are not. Because that is irritating. And if you are a one-upper, invest your energy in rebuilding your self-esteem and get rid of that irritational fear. One-uppers can really kill the vibe in all scenarios, no matter where you are, from daytime to nighttime. So it's better to handle them properly with empathy and assertiveness together. And if you have that one-upper friend, never downplay yourself. I see that happening a lot, where people have came to these people like this and they want to share something interesting with them. And as soon as they try to make them sound like their story is better than theirs, they are going to downplay themselves. They're going to be like, oh, well, then I guess it really wasn't that exciting, huh? Like, one thing I really hate, which is on a personal level, I know if other people have done this, but basically trauma dumping. So if you are with somebody and you're trying to tell them what you're going through and how it's playing out, and then they try to one up on your trauma, that's weird. Now, if you don't know what this is called the Trauma Olympics. They're in a race on whose trauma is worse than theirs. And that's what I mean when people try to downplay other people's trauma. They feel like their trauma did not put an effect on them. And I just want to say to anybody out there, don't ever, ever, ever think that what you had to deal with was something so tiny, so small. They don't realize the impact it had on you. So now, once you find out what they went through, which was probably freaking big and just a whole bunch of drama, you feel like that you can't. That you have nothing to be sad about. You have nothing to be upset about. Let's not downplay your trauma. Your trauma is why it has a big impact on you. You should take that seriously. If you need somebody to talk to you, you got me. I'll talk to you through podcasts, of course. But I'll understand you. And I know what you're going through. So don't worry about it. Don't stress. Don't trip. At the end of the day, always remember to hang out with people that will encourage you and motivate you. I know that it's hard to find somebody that has the same interests and the same goals and the same achievements, but I promise you there is someone out there that will give you that opportunity. You just have to put yourself out there more. You have to let people know who you are. Now, you don't have to do it in a rude and untypical way, but you could do it in a way where everybody will find their common interest with you and they'll start sharing things with you, and it might inspire both of you to keep doing what you're doing. So never hang out with somebody who makes you feel like your achievements and your goals are normal and not really cool. It feels like all your successes have been declined, I guess, has been removed from the achievements board. Please be careful about the things you say to these people as well. You don't want anything, not saying that all of them typically they all have vengeance or they all have something on you, but just be careful about the things you say, for the matter of fact of them trying to push that like onto you and make you feel like your accomplishments aren't enough. I hope that everybody finds that group of people where they all just bond and accept each other, because that's what everybody needs in any relationship. Somebody that they can relate to, and somebody who they can come to as a person they trust, someone they feel their friendship is very loyal and makes them feel good about absolutely anything and gonna be sticking through for them thick and thin. Now, not saying that's bare minimum or anything like that, because obviously nobody's really a ride or die, but just saying it in the sense of when there's ever something that had come up, whether it was a mishap, whether it was something that had happened beforehand, you want to feel like you can come to this person, because there is nothing more important than talking and saying something about it, you know? So if you know you feel comfortable about telling them your achievements and maybe sometimes your fails, that is somebody that you trust, and that is a very special relationship. with absolutely anything. A boyfriend, girlfriend, just a regular friend or person at work, a student in your class, doesn't matter. It's somebody you can go to. Okay, that's all from me.